Negative word spoken at the graveyard against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every negative word spoken at the graveyard against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every negative word spoken at the graveyard against my destiny, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every negative word spoken at the graveyard against my destiny, backfire. Say, every graveyard consulted against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every graveyard consulted against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every graveyard consulted against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every graveyard consulted against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire. Every shrine consulted against my life, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray, any power raising evil altar against me, in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me, in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me, in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me, in Jesus' name. Pray, the spirit of infirmity in my blood, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The spirit of infirmity in my blood, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The spirit of infirmity in my blood, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back in Jesus. The spirit of insanity fire against my brain, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The spirit of insanity program into my brain, go back to the sender, go back, go back in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Few days ago, I was trying to explain to you something about evil consumption. Evil consumption. Consumption of food on the tiny table of darkness. Drinking right in the cafeteria of the wicked. When men begin to see themselves in the dream, eating and drinking. They may not know that what they are eating and what they are drinking is not food. All they are drinking, most at the time, they are part of human beings like blood. They see themselves eating. Most of the time, they see themselves eating rice in the dream. And this is not rice. There are terrible things that people eat in the dream. Some of them are war gecko. Some of them are lizard chopped into pieces. And people are force fed with this in the dream. Do you know that there are some people that are fed in the dream with something that the family line they don't eat, making them to violate a covenant that have been existing in their ancestral lineage and making that person a candidate of affliction? Eating in the dream, eating on the dining table of darkness, can make a man to be in bondage. Eating in the dream can make a man or a woman to enter into a covenant with unknown powers, unknown spirits that you never know. Eating in the dream that evil can make a man or a woman to violate a covenant that had been existed before he was born. Eating in the dream will render spiritual life useless. Eating in the dream will make somebody to be easily manipulated. Eating in the dream will make you exposed to satanic arrow. Eating in the dream will make you weak spiritually. Eating in the dream will make somebody to move and be moving backward. Eating in the dream will bring poverty. Eating in the dream will bring backwardness. Eating in the dream will bring change of darkness. Eating in the dream will make somebody to be caged. Eating in the dream will make somebody to be useless. Eating in the dream will bring affliction into the life of human being. Eating in the dream will bring somebody into the state of oppression. Do you know? By eating in the dream, somebody can be cursed. By eating in the dream, somebody can be initiated into the group that he never knew. I never understand. By eating in the dream, somebody can be initiated into witchcraft. By eating in the dream, somebody can become a candidate, recruited into a witchcraft gathering, and he never known anything about it. By eating in the dream, somebody can be a candidate of wickedness. By eating in the dream, the spirit of darkness can enter into the life of someone. By eating in the dream, all the system, all the bodily organs, all the vital organs can be destroyed. Eating the dream is dangerous because it's eating on the dining table of darkness. It's eating on the altar of wickedness. It's eating at the graveyard. It's eating in the coven. When you are eating the dream, most of the time, you are eating from a place that when you see it physically, you will run away. Most of the food given to people in the dream, some of them are food presented to them from the graveyard. Some of them are food presented to them from the coven. Some of them are food presented to them from an evil shrine. Some of them are food presented to them from evil altar. Beloved, have you find yourself constantly eating the dream? Is one of the most dangerous things you can never experience. You must deal with it with aggression. You must shout against it. You must cry out loud, because if you don't stop it, it will make you to be falling sick. If you don't stop it, it will make you to become a candidate of evil arrow. If you don't stop it, it will make you to experience what we call infirmity. If you don't stop it, you'll be going off and on hospital today, hospital tomorrow. If you don't stop it, it can destroy all vital organs of the body. Eating the dream will make you easily manipulated. Eating the dream will make you a candidate of evil manipulation. Even in the dream will make you a candidate of bewitchment. Even in the dream will make you a candidate of backwardness. Even in the dream will make you a candidate of poverty. Even in the dream will make you a constant candidate of deliverance. Even in the dream will make you a candidate of evil summon. It can be summon and evil begin to happen in their life. Eating the dream is one of the most dangerous and deadly assignment of the wicked. They use this instrument, they use this means in order to capture people and in order to manipulate them, in order to summon them, in order to cage them. You are listening to me now. Have you find yourself eating the dream? There's a way out. The way out of it is for you to give your life to Jesus. The second thing is for you to demand for what the enemy has stolen your life by prayer. And the third one is for you to be aggressive. The third one is for you to be aggressive in prayer. Be aggressive in prayer like we are doing now. The third method is the method we call militant kind of prayers. Prayers of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. And as from the days of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent taken it by force. You find yourself eating the dream, you must break every evil covenant of darkness. Because by the time you start eating the dream, you form covenants. And the covenant you are not aware. The covenant can be a covenant of short life. The covenant can be a covenant of falling sick. The covenant can be a covenant of backwardness. The covenant can be a covenant of poverty. Many people do not know this because they have never shown them or read to them what covenant is all about. But beloved, let me tell you something. You can be very hot, aggressive enough that by the time the enemy bring the food, you command them to eat their food. And that is where we are going now. Get yourself prepared. Get yourself ready. Makota libu state enabu rakata parasu enomo praka silikombriakara remoso miamikom Do you know majority, about 95% of sickness and infirmity, they are all orchestrated in the realm of the spirit? They are all by feeding many people in the dream. It's a dangerous thing indeed. Parukasa, many have been poisoned by eating the dream. There are some people who have contracted HIV by eating in the dream. Through eating the dream, they find that they contracted some HIV and they never had any sexual intercourse with anybody, or they never had any cut, any blood cut, any blood transfusion. But this was passed to them by eating the dream or through eating the dream. It is enough, it's enough. You must be free. The Bible says, God send Jesus Christ into this world that he might deliver us from the powers of darkness. Do you know that the Bible says he's coming to this world is to deliver us from every form of bondage, that you may be free and be free indeed. Marcos Copia Caraba, Elukum Prakasarakata, Lem Prakos Catalaga, Ke Brohos Catalaba. As many of you that find yourself eating the dream, I have told you, just repent of your sin, get ready and begin to pray a militant prayer. If it's constantly there and you find yourself is still going on, after you have prayed some prayer, go for deliverance. Go for deliverance immediately to purge out whether there are some things that have been there in your life, whether there are some debris, whether there are some resident demons, whether there are some residue of evil that have been programmed into your life, so that you can purge them out and you can become free. Marcos Kopara Katalaka. I am going to pray on this oil. If you have a bottle of oil, I'm going to pray on the water. If you have a bottle of water, as soon as you drink it, every poison inside of your body will flush out and you shall be made whole immediately. The power of God will fall upon you and the yoke shall be broken. And you find yourself standing on your feet with the power, regaining your strength like a champion. Marcos Kapara, a rupa, Get yourself ready. Get a bottle of water ready and a bottle of oil. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this bottle of water. We thank you for the bottle of oil. We thank you because you are God that work wonders. We thank you because at the mention of your name, the Bible says every knee should bow, every tongue confess that you are the Lord. As we pray right now, let every yoke be broken. Let every plantation of darkness be uprooted. Let every chain of darkness be cut off. Let every wickedness expire. Let the power of God go into operation, and let the yoke of the enemy that have been fashioned against us be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the oil in the hand of your children right now will become the oil of power. Oil will become the oil of fire. Oil will become the oil of deliverance. The water will become the water of fire. The water will become the water of deliverance. And the anointing of the Holy Ghost will move into the oil and move into the water. The power of deliverance will move into the oil and move into the water. The blood of Jesus, the Bible said, he overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. I decree that the power in the blood of Jesus shall flow into that oil and into that water, and healing, deliverance shall begin to happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink the water or drink the oil. Rakos kapada gada gada. Lekoso peko dea. I hope you are drinking it. Oh, now take this prayer. Three prayer points as you have taken that water. Say, strangers of darkness in my blood, get out now in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness in my blood, get out now. 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 Get out now in Jesus' name. Number two, say, poison of the serpent in my bones, get out now in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my bone, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my bone, get out. Get out. Get out in Jesus' name. Pray. This is number three. Every seed of witchcraft inside of me, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of witchcraft inside of me, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of witchcraft inside of me, there, there in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Now anoint your head with the oil, or if it's water, just a small one. I command every yoke in your head to be broken now, and I release your head. In the name of Jesus, anoint your chest. I command every yoke holding your lung, hold. Every yoke holding your heart, break. And I command you to be free. Now, something is happening there. Somebody's breathing very well. The arrow of asthma is going back to the sender. Kama, moko, peruska. Anoint your stomach. Rata, posko, praka. I command every yoke of darkness, tying down your lung, tying down your kidney, tying down your colon, tying down your liver. I command that you break in the name of Jesus. I command you to be released now from that yoke. Let the yoke be broken now, and let there be deliverance in your life. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anoint your hand. I command that hand to be free from bondage. The power of God fall upon that hand, and there shall be revival in the name of Jesus Christ. When you lay hands on anything right now, according to the will of God, you shall prosper exceedingly well in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. I speak to that leg. You, that leg, hear the word of the Lord. You shall become the leg of power. You shall dominate and subdue the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I can see a woman here. You have been suffering, seriously suffering from issue of blood. I command now the tap of darkness that the enemy has programmed inside of you, I break that tap, and I command it to catch fire. Now let the issue of blood stop forever. Look at yourself, you are free. There's somebody here, you are tied down. You feel every night when you sleep and wake up, somebody's oppressing you. The power oppressing you, I command it to die and never oppress you again in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's somebody feeling pain in your two legs, and it has been there for some time now. Now I command that leg, hear and hear the word of the Lord. Every pain, every satanic rat, satanic war gecko that is programmed to that leg, pack yourself, leave the leg, and let the leg be free. Now check your leg, you are free. Something is happening everywhere. I can see the power of God flowing. Lekos kaba. There's somebody there that is waiting. That somebody that I should mention the case. Now listen to me right now. The Lord said I should tell you that that chain that bind you down has been broken. Get out of that place. Move out from the yoke, and you are free. Talikos kreposh kalaba. Rata. tankas katalaka bontes koprasi eles kendere rons kopramos katalaka. Somebody, you went for a particular event, and right from the time you have come back, your business has scattered, everything has scattered. You went for a burial in your village, and the business that you are doing have scattered, everything have scattered. You don't even understand it. You yourself, you are even sick, all your children are sick. Right now, the yoke that was programmed into your life from the village, I command the yoke to break now. An arrow of village wickedness, go back, 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 in the name of Jesus. Look at it. You are okay now. Yeah, walk yourself, walk around and see. In the next 3 days, you are going to have an encounter with destiny helpers. Your business will rise up again. This is the work of God, and this is a finger of fire working upon your life. God bless you in Jesus' name. Continue to remain blessed. Lift up your prayer requests. Lord, let this request be answered. Let your power flow upon them, and let there be divine approval. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray for those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. The power of God will fall upon you, and the yoke of that barrenness and miscarriage shall be broken, and you will never experience barrenness again. In the name of Jesus Christ, as many people that have not settled down in marriage, and you have been praying for it, receive the power to settle down maritally. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray as many businessmen listening to me right now receive the power to make wealth and experience financial surplus. You will not go down any longer. In this year, mo prama sentedia, adiali mo pambroko sentia murako sata, la pakude alina parasi, eriama karebo sumpia muruko sentikende brakunze de kaya pampo prebra, eriama skumpia mo kambruko sentikaya. Thank you, Father. By faith, I declare that your healing is permanent now. Everybody, you are sick, receive your healing, massively healing. Flow! I release the mantle of healing upon you. Move and begin to receive your healing. Let there be miracle everywhere. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you have received your healing during this prayer and you have received the touch of God, things have happened in your life and you felt that something had happened, you want to contact us, just send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.